we started up a group there 5 or 6 years ago, cleaning the road between Ardahi and Ardra. It falls in between the two MDs, between the Glenties and the Donegal, and it's a main thoroughfare for the tourists, you know, coming to Ardra and Yarn, that whole area. But the fly tipping has been serious on it since we started. The first year we started doing it, we picked up over 400 bags, you know, and it's only 15 kilometres of a road. We thought we had the battle won until yesterday we started, and we discovered maybe 4 or 5 tonne dumped in one forestry, you know. And since that, a lot of people have come on to me. It seems to be a lot of forestries around the area. There's a lot of fly tipping going on in it.
And these forestries, you have to go out of your way to dump in them, don't you?
Well, this forestry, you don't. It's along the main road.
Right.
And, you know, so it's not that anybody could see you tipping there, but it seems to be an ongoing issue there. It's getting worse and worse. I have been on to litter ward this morning. I've been on to culture, but we have to do something about it. We went in yesterday. You know, we have great volunteers there, but you can understand, we thought it was only household rubbish, but there was a lot of nappies and everything. And you can understand with the smell yesterday, it wasn't the nicest place to be.
Yeah, particularly in that heat. And just even you thought it was household rubbish there, but the environmental impact of if it was food dumped, and especially the nappies there attracting rodents in this weather.
Well, that's it. But the most sickening part about it is, you know, 90% of the stuff we picked up yesterday was all recyclable. You know, and I can't understand this day and age, you know, people have to go to them extremes to dump it, you know. Like plastic bottles, you can get money now back for recycling them, you know. And it's very, very disheartening for the people that volunteer every year to do this. We thought last year we only picked up about 40 or 50 bags. We thought we had the battle won. But, you know, this year now it's gone a full loop, and it's worse it's getting.
And I know there have been so many calls for the council to do more for tougher sanctions in relation to this, and even calls for CCTV cameras to be put in place. But there is that GDPR issue in relation to that. But do you think that there could be more to be done that could, you know, work around this GDPR issue?
Well, that road's that long. You know, you're talking 15 kilometres. It's hard to put cameras in each place, you know. But we had one bad spot, and something has been done about it. There's cameras there. Local people have put up cameras just to see, could we see, find out who's doing it. If the weather cools down now, we're going to go through the bags and then this coming week to see can we get something, because it has to stop. It's ridiculous, you know. It's all the tourists going down that road. What do they think we are? You know, are we animals just dumping everything on the side of the road?
Well, that's it. You know yourself, if you're driving through an area, say you arrive in a new place, you go on holidays yourself and you land somewhere and there's rubbish strewn across the street. That is your very first impression. And obviously, there's so many scenic spots here in Donegal and you don't want to give off that impression.
No, that's the first thing you think of. But no, since I put up that video yesterday evening, like, I've had areas in Killybegs calling me, you know, fly dumping here, and even had one, a fella rang this morning from Ballyshannon. You know, it's an ongoing issue everywhere, and the forestry seem to be the prime locality for all this dumping going on.
Yeah, a listener just texted in to say bin collection should be attached to every house, and each household should have to produce receipts as to how they dispose of their rubbish. I suppose that would be hard to monitor and to get that rolled out, but I suppose anything just to kind of put an end to this once and for all.
We all know there's people that can't afford but last year in local road here, we found a bag, and it wasn't the person. We got the person's name in the bag, you know, and they could well afford to do it. But I do understand it, you know, that some people can't afford to get rid of rubbish, but it's just not no way to. I think there should be something in place, you know, for the people who can't afford it to get rid of rubbish somewhere. You know, it's.
How does that work whenever you do find the person's name in the rubbish? Does that go to the council then? And, you know, we see figures then annually how many cases are brought before the courts, and they are quite low.
I hadn't been on the council at that stage. It was a local fella came on the name, and they contacted the person. And he said he was going to put their name up on Facebook if they didn't go back and pick up the rubbish, you know. So they did go back and do it.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's...
But they shouldn't have to be shamed.
It shouldn't come down to that, you know.
Yeah, it's,
you know, like from where we're young, we're always taught never throw nothing out the window or... You know, it's a bad act to be at. You know, it's not hard to take your rubbish home.